a message of encouragement and hopefully, maybe, some revelation to all of us from Wonder and Reality. This is Jim. The previous message was about the anointing, the glory of the Lord. The series is the fear of the Lord and seeking the Lord. The fear of the Lord will cause us to pray. It says that in Job. It will cause us to be humble, have a broken spirit, to be still and silent before God, and much, much more. All of it is to lead us to the glory of the Lord, the presence of Jesus. And it is a daily walk and a process. I want to try to get across a point about that. I believe that God, you know, He's perfect and all His ways are perfect, and He's just way beyond us, anything we can understand. But we do know from the Bible that He hides Himself, that He withdraws, He tests us to see what's in our heart and all of that. He hides Himself so that we will seek Him, and because His desire for us is that we be our old nature die, our elimination, our cancellation. That's because then we find the presence of Jesus, the Holy Spirit. You know, for so many people in the Protestant and Catholic Church, they teach, well, we God wants us to be more like Jesus and develop ourselves into that. Well, we can't do that. It's about the presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ. Us dying our old nature and releasing the presence of Jesus in us. And so it's this divine, glorious process. But if we can keep that in mind, then it does help us and helps us understand the process and maybe why some things happen. We can't explain why everything happens, but this is hopefully some encouragement. And it's all the glory of the Lord. His goal is that everyone end up in heaven in His presence forever. Amen. And if we can get that on earth, that's even better. Someone sent me a message. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do. Let's let Him complete His work in us and do His work. And just, if we can humble ourselves and have that broken spirit and have the fear of the Lord, that's going to propel us into, you know, into knowing Him. And that's what it's all about, is knowing Him. Jesus said, this is eternal life, that they may know You, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom You have sent. Amen. More soon.